And back to this side of the Atlantic, where the Organization of American States is meeting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. President Bush spoke there yesterday, urging everyone to maintain democratic standards and taking a slap at Cuba. He never mentioned Venezuela, but relations are also tense with that leftist government. And one issue, the case of a Cuban militant wanted by Venezuela and seeking asylum in this country. From Caracas, Brian Ellsworth reports.
While the U.S. has for years accused Venezuela's leftist president Hugo Chavez of harboring terrorists, the dispute over the extradition of Luis Posada Carriles has turned the tables. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans filled the streets of Caracas in a recent march accusing the United States of protecting Posada. He's wanted in Venezuela on murder charges for the bombing of a Cuban passenger jet nearly 30 years ago. Washington says Venezuela has not made a full extradition request. However, officials say that the U.S. generally does not extradite individuals to nations thought to be cooperating with Cuba. 36-year-old Nery Martinez, who joined the demonstration, accuses President Bush of a double standard when it comes to the war on terror.
Bush swore he would pursue terrorists until the end of the world. Posada is a terrorist. There is no reason to give him asylum.
Chavez, who describes himself as a socialist revolutionary, has been increasingly at odds with the Bush administration. He accuses the United States of plotting a botched coup in 2002 and has given Bush the nickname Mr. Danger. Condoleezza Rice has described Chavez as a negative force for the region. The U.S. harshly criticizes his close relationship with Cuba's Fidel Castro. In his weekly broadcast, Chavez on Sunday slammed a U.S. proposal that the Organization of American States monitor democracy on the continent.
If there were an OAS government that needed monitoring, it would be the United States, a government that supports terrorists and wants to install a global dictatorship.
Chavez recently said he would consider closing the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, and this week repeated accusations that the U.S. is plotting his assassination. He has frequently announced that he will cut off oil sales to the U.S. if the Bush administration moves against him. Critics like Jorge Sucre, who leads the opposition party Venezuela Project, say it does not make sense for Venezuela to be in constant conflict with its largest trading partner.
For us, evidently, it's a confrontation that has absolutely no justification.
Others say U.S.-Venezuela relations are less dramatic than the high-flying rhetoric suggests.
Venezuela and the U.S. have basically a love-hate relationship because on the one hand, they can't do without each other. On the other hand, they're ideologically at opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Gregory Wilpert is an American sociologist who lives in Venezuela and supports Chavez. He says that despite the rhetoric, he does not believe Chavez would break diplomatic relations with the United States. The U.S. depends on Venezuela for nearly 15% of its oil supply. Almost half of Venezuela's oil exports go to the United States. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth in Caracas.